From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with Cincinnati folk singer and his uptown band, coming up on Red Barn Radio.
She's so easy that I never have to say a word. She's so easy that I never have to say a word. When she sees me coming, she bows her head and turns. Don't need explanations, don't need to carry no rose. Don't need no excuses, or to perfect my prose. Don't need to ask questions, the answer's always gonna be no. I live a simple life for everyone to see. I live a simple life, simple for everyone but me. I live a simple life for everyone to see. I live a simple life, simple for everyone but me.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass.
So I jump into the river, she'll be praying I drown. It's a cold, cold river, she'll be praying I drown. Going back to Ohio, and I plan to be floating on down. So I climb upon the mountain, she'll be wishing I fall. It's an old, old mountain, she'll be wishing I fall. Little does she know I don't plan on coming down at all. I live a simple life for everyone to see. I live a simple life, simple for everyone but me. I live a simple life for everyone to see. I live a simple life, simple for everyone but me. Simple life for everyone to see. I live a simple life, simple for everyone but me. I live a simple life for everyone to see. I live a simple life, simple for everyone but me.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm the host of Red Barn Radio, Brad Becker, and I'm here to welcome you to Red Barn Radio's 479th live performance. Red Barn Radio is coming to you from the Performance Hall at Arts Place here in the great city of Lexington, Kentucky. Please welcome to the Red Barn Radio stage a group of musicians that play traditional Kentucky music a la Cincinnati. You might guess by the name of the group, Kentucky folk singer and his uptown band, that you're going to hear some folk music tonight. You've had a little taste of them, and we hope you enjoy the show. Please welcome this trio of musicians to the Red Barn stage, Cincinnati folk singer and his uptown band.
The day that her second son gets out of jail, she knows he'll be going right back in the score from the test and the blind confession that he ran the family business again. Oh, and the moon only shines up on the hill and down to the river and on the valley filling down on the tractor and through the back door, and he wonders if he's ever going home. Oh, he wonders if he's ever going home. In the pines and the vines and the fading bread lines, her father ain't got much time to live. Oh, he said, daughter, take this gun and give it to my grandson. I don't care wherever he is. Oh, and the moon don't shine where the sun don't go. You can tell from the folks who's headed there, you know it must be written in their palms and signed into their will. I shot a man in West Price Hill. Oh, I shot a man in West Price Hill. Takers on these movers and these shakers. Oh magistrate, won't you pound me with your gavel just to throw me to the gravel? Going back to the county jail, I'm going back to the county jail. Oh, and I don't need no trial. Oh, and I don't need no bail. I'm going back to the county jail. I'm going back jail. I'm going back to the county jail. I'm going back to the county jail.
Here's Red Barn Radio's Brad Becker speaking with Cincinnati folk singer and his Uptown Band. Here's Brad.
All right. Well, welcome, guys. Nice to have you here and loving your music. Sure feels good. Since we so really rarely get players on the program from Cincinnati, it's nice to sort of get caught up on the town a little bit. Why don't you all introduce yourselves, maybe by instruments, starting from the left on the Fender Telecaster guitar.
My name is Mike Connolly, play electric guitar. I just joined this band. This is my third show, officially.
You're doing a great job. That's
Thank you.
I know
it's a lot of fun.
That's a tough job playing, you know, electric guitar on top of acoustic instruments and, you know, keeping it tasty and
I come from a strong
meaningful
folk music background though. I mean, I've been playing a lot of different kinds of music in the past 4 or 5 years, so it's really a lot of fun for me to come back to this and
yeah. Well, it seems like you're having a great time and you sound great. Now we're moving from left to center.
Yeah, I'm Michael Hoffman. I'm thinking about changing my name though, something cooler, but Cincinnati folk singer. They call me that in Cincinnati sometimes. Cincinnati folk singer.
Cincinnati folk
uptown
singer.
Band.
Are you known in Cincinnati as Cincinnati folk singer?
Trying to, but yeah, in some circles.
Did you work with a PR branding type company to try to push the Cincinnati folk singer idea across?
No, I was in a van with nine dudes driving through Montana and just kind of woke up from a nap and the idea kind of came to me.
I hope it sticks. I kind of like it. It's got something there.
There's a lot of bands right now, especially coming out of Cincinnati, where it's like somebody's name and the something.
Yeah, right.
And so I kind of like that idea, but I don't really care to have my name.
And then off to the right on the doghouse bass. Do we still call this a doghouse bass when it's playing folk music, or is that only when it's playing bluegrass music?
Some people call it that.
Okay. Is that an old term, or I'd like to be current.
I wouldn't know.
Oh, okay.
My name's Ilya Burkhardt. I play the stand-up bass. I've been playing with Mike for a couple years now. The two of us actually used to play together in a band called the Possum Bottom Minstrels, which was a bluegrass band. The problem with that band was that there were too many people in it, and so it made it hard to get paid. So you'd come to the end of the night, and you know, you'd go to the bartender, and you'd be like, "Hey, man, how much did we make?" And he'd
hey,
be
man.
Like, $50. And you're like, "Hey, can we get it in fives and singles? Because we got to split it seven ways."
Strong hail and a case of wine. Don't know where it all went in time. Down the gullet of some old coal mine near Lake Superior. I was in love with you. Took a while, but you were through. Just went and found somebody new near Lake Superior. Drops they fell from my eye. My romantic view of the south. But you would hit your head, kiss my mouth. Two gray wings is all it would take. Can't stop thinking of the peace we would make. If you would have stayed true, then I would have too. True to Lake Superior. Colder than a face in the mirror. If there's one thing home. In the middle of a big city, longing for lakes of beer, beer. Longing for you and lakes of beer, beer. Longing for you and lakes of beer, beer.
You were called what? I caught Possum. What was the
Possum Bottom Minstrels?
Possum Bottom Minstrels.
And have you ever been in a Possum Bottom?
I may live in one, and I don't even know
that's,
it.
That's one especially particular sort of a holler, where the land kind of, you know, folds back on itself to make this little kind of pouch thing, and the sun doesn't shine too much in there. It's a real good place for moonshining because of not having to deal with changes in humidity. Because the sun doesn't shine on it, it's always humid. It's always dripping back there. So that was what that band was named after.
So like any shine would be good in that environment.
You almost can't go wrong, yeah.
See, I kept Ely in this band because I always learn stuff. It would have been great to be in the Possum Bottom Minstrels and know that's what a possum bottom was. I thought we were.
Well, there's another thing. This is really interesting, too. Butts. Another thing that a possum bottom is if you make cabinetry, if you're a carpenter, there's one type of a drawer, like in a wardrobe or something, that's called possum bottom, which is instead of having a flat bottom with a piece of wood, it'll have like a piece of canvas that's attached on both ends. And as time goes on, you put weight on that piece of canvas and it stretches, so it'll start to sag, and that's called a possum bottom drawer. And
oh,
so that's,
all right.
That's another thing, but we didn't name the band after that. We just found out about that later.
Well, very nice. So, folks, if you have joined us, we are with the Cincinnati folk singer and his Uptown band, and clearly this evening is going to be an educational one. So how long did the Possum Bottom crew of seven actually exist?
Now, we were probably going around for probably about a year or so, a year and a half maybe, yeah, probably a little over a year. When that was going on, though, I've always been doing songwriting at the same time as kind of being in another band, so I would kind of write songs as they come to me, and sometimes they would work in whatever band I'm playing in. So sometimes I'd write a bluegrass song and it would work out for the Possum Bottom Minstrels bluegrass band, and other times I'd write a song and it wouldn't work out for that bluegrass band. It wasn't bluegrassy enough, it wasn't about moonshine, something like that.
Sure.
And so those just get like thrown in a stack of notebooks somewhere and nothing ever happens to them, or I'll do an open mic somewhere or something. And we kind of came up with this idea, to me and Ely, to kind of break off from that band and focus on songwriting. We all have had songwriting careers also outside of other different bands too. So like Mike Connolly, he's been writing songs. That's how we met.
Yeah. We kind of started off together back in high school, even kind of in the same folk circle. And
back in high school, yeah. You're doing folk music.
It's a little strange, but perhaps.
We didn't have a lot of friends back then. I just kind of had each other and our guitars.
You spend a lot of time in your bedroom, you know, and eventually you hope that it pays off.
Right.
Why don't you, starting with you, I'm sorry, Mike and Michael. No, Mike and Michael. Mike in the middle on guitar, who's been doing a lot of the talking, playing the harmonica and acoustic guitar. Michael on my left playing the Telecaster, recently joined the band, and was just talking to you about playing folk music.
A lot of people call me Other Mike. That works.
You say that you've all had sort of songwriting careers. Do you actually make it a regular business to, you know, get songs out there, to try to promote songs that you've done, get them out there to publishers or to performers who might play them?
It's been a part-time job.
Yeah.
It's never been like my main thing, at least not for more than a month. It's like a really starving kind of month. I started off doing like a lot of open mics, and like Mike Connolly and I, we were doing this kind of like hole-in-the-wall bar and kind of this neighborhood that people don't really go to. Like, they don't go out in bars, really, and those were the kind of places. There's a place called the Cup and Saucer. It's not around anymore, but
it was great, though. I mean, it was perfect for us to just go up there and do whatever we wanted and figure it out for ourselves.
And you didn't have to be 21 to get in there. You could be, like, we were, like, 16, 17, and they were letting us come in and play music, like, early enough, you know, in the evening. And we could bring our high school friends and stuff in there. So that's kind of how that started.
During that time, the two of you would just get together and just sort of pick out the things that you'd been working on.
I've been in a bunch of bands, and typically we would play there at our first or second show, just because it's such a great place to just do whatever and
Yeah, I mean, Barry Price owned it. Barry and Marcy Price were a couple, and they owned it. I think they were, like, both software programmers and got kind of fed up with that.
Uh-huh.
And wanted to, like, they were huge supporters of live music. So I started playing their open mic, and that's when they started booking me to play sets. And my bands would play there, and Mike's bands would play there.
Old ways and foggy memories, old glasses, lines of people passing in and out my window. Oh, footholds fall as reach increases. Time has got me ticking, oh, and sleeping seems an ever distant dream. Further on, down the road, when we're walking on the heels of the footprints that we know. Further on, down the road, I've been playing poker with the trees. I've bet all my sunny days, our hands will reach across the ocean. Oh, another who has planted seeds, found stricken by the summer heat, a piece of me left with them as they wilted. Further on, down the road, when we're walking on the heels of the footprints that we know. Further on, down the road. To my rhyme, open source to the wider view, I see that a fog is receding. Behind a bitter haze, I see the cities in a rural blaze. It's all right, I'm warm enough in the country. Further on, down the road, when we're walking on the heels of the footprints that we know. Further on, down the road, further on, down the road, when we're walking on the heels of the footprints that we know. Further on, down the road, further on, down the road.
Here's another song about Cincinnati.
It takes two, it takes two, it takes two, it takes two to tie my tie. It takes two, it takes two, I'm only one and I need you. Cause it takes two to tie my tie.
Well, it doesn't matter what color you are. You can drive a bike or drive a car. You can live near, you can live far, on the east side or OTR. You can eat green eggs and ham, you can be a vegetarian. You can only be half a man, sometimes I think that I just am.
Cause it takes two, it takes two, it takes two, it takes two to tie my tie. It takes two, it takes two, I'm only one and I need you. Cause it takes two to tie my tie.
Drink too much and then drive, you'll probably crash your car and die. So I don't recommend that tonight. Oh, a storm can knock out your power when you sing a folk song in the shower. You can work a day job in Carew Tower without you, it might take an hour.
Cause it takes two, it takes two, it takes two, it takes two to tie my tie. It takes two, it takes two, I'm only one and I need you. I'm only one and I need you. I'm only one and I need you. Cause it takes two to tie my tie.
You know, one of the places that we play a lot in Cincinnati that has a really good folk scene, there's a lot of folk musicians living on the west side. and there's a bar over there called the Crow's Nest, and we play out there. And they run a really good folk music festival every summer out in Friendship, Indiana, called Whispering Beard. And they've had a huge, huge national acts coming in. Like Jason Isbell played a few years ago, Justin Towns Earl. My boy Todd Snyder was there a few years ago. I saw him. So there's also like some of those older like dive bars, I guess, is what we're playing more of those places. Like Over the Rhine's kind of become this, it's like sort of in that transition stage right now. So there's artists kind of moved in, and now we kind of have the realtors coming in. There's more parks opening up. It's kind of getting cleaner, and the beers are costing a little bit more, and
yes,
the musicians are kind of moving out.
Nobody carrying PBR anymore over there.
Right.
They're carrying it, but it's $4.
Oh, really?
I haven't found them for $4, but I need to go where you're hanging out.
Yeah, right.
Couldn't ask my though, it was something that she must have known. And I haven't seen my baby in 44 days. Someone take me out of this cruel dark place. If you can deliver a message to her face, I'd give you all the gold in the world. Because I can't get through to that girl. She used to speak softly, her temper was meek as it was mild. And this motel room reminds me that I haven't seen my baby for a good long while. Oh, you say people don't steal hop trains. It's amazing what a man will do from going insane. Punch in the face, he broke my glasses, so I'm blind to it all. Picked up the phone, but I'd got no more to say when she called. Like a restless choir together. Will she come but mostly go like a stranger in the night now that I'm not with her? And the story goes on and on. My son's in another state, never singing along. Hail the strong ones, may you never have to fight them alone. Hail the strong ones, may they blow and keep you safe at home.
It might be interesting to hear each of you talk a little bit about music in your families. I feel like that's sort of a signature of what we do on this program, as we talk a lot about how music is passed down.
My name is Ilya. I'm the bass player.
Yeah.
And well, I grew up listening, like a lot of people, to my dad's record and CD collection. And he was a big classic rock aficionado. So
oh, really?
I grew up on Zeppelin and CCR and a couple of lesser-known bands like Deep Purple and Procol Harum. And couple groups like that. He was into some more unusual stuff, but definitely got a good classic rock background. And when I was in high school, I played a lot of like soul and Motown kind of stuff.
Oh.
I went to a high school that had a really good music program, and I was really involved in it because I was one of the only bass players there that could read music. And so they were like, we want you to play in the pep band, and we want you to play in the pit orchestra for the musical, and we want you to do the jazz band and a number of other things. So I pretty early got off to, you know, a variety of different stuff.
Did your parents, Elia, give you music lessons, and is that how you learned to read music?
No, I started out playing tuba in the band.
Ah.
I'm a bass player now, but, you know, it's a pretty
reasonable
transition to make. You already are doing pretty much the same role. And I started teaching myself guitar, and my dad is a guitar player and a singer. So I was asking him for some help with, like, voicings and things like that when I was 13, 14, just getting started. Pretty soon after that, I started playing bass, and he didn't know too much about that, being a guitar player, so I kind of found my own way. But
your curiosity about music must have made him very happy.
Oh, sure, and we still play together. We do theater projects every once in a while, and he's got a repertoire of songs that he does, of which I know by now probably a good half, and at, like, family parties and things every once in a while where he's playing out, he'll give me a buzz, and I back him up.
Oh, that sounds really nice.
It's a great deal of fun.
Yeah, that sounds really nice.
Roy wanted his wife out, for she slept with a man. He wanted to find out the name, he knew that he can. None were surprised, it was the manager of the plant. That Coonan who lived way out in Anderson, Indiana. So he took Miss Miller for travel by his side to raise hell and ruckus across the state line. Concealed his pistol and knocked on the door. Was denied entrance, but the boss he ignored. He looked to his left and he looked to his right. He looked to the manager and shot two more times. He found his wife underneath the bed. He took to his pistol and with it struck her head. Oh, we gotta drive fast and over the bridge, toss our gun and our ammunition. If that child is ever born, I'm gonna wake up in a cold, dark cell in hell. There's a place for me. For once and what I've done and continue to do, dragging her out while she sleeps in her shoes. Got me one bullet, tried and true. Kick a door down and drive her to shoot. And 25 years of life when they let me loose. I'll be heading for the metro with the girl still here. And if she had a baby in the straights are clear, kicking dirt to the bridge like a pickup truck. Good man's only as clean as his gun and fire on stone. I pray I never come home. Cause I'll never get to heaven when I die. No, I'll never get to heaven when I die. No, I'll never get to heaven when I die. No, I'll never get to heaven when I die. No, I'll never get to heaven when I die. No, I'll never get to heaven when I die. No, I'll never get to heaven when I die. No, I'll never get to heaven when I die.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Cincinnati folk singer and his Uptown Band. Recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We'll be right back. This is Red Barn Radio.